Spirit Radio Podcasts.
A new discovery has been made in the Judean desert caves. Samples of these new discoveries were unveiled for the first time, which include dozens of 2,000-year-old biblical scroll fragments. And our next guest is leader of one of the excavation teams to tell us about the exciting discovery. So it's archaeologist Haim Cohen from the Israel Antiquities Authority. You're so welcome to Spirit Radio, Haim.
Thank you very much.
So I believe your work is very dusty because you excavate in caves. So tell us where you've been working and kind of paint a picture of what this place is like.
Well, the project is not only the excavation inside the cave. Actually, for the last 3.5 years, we've been surveying caves in the Judean desert, in the cliffs of the Judean desert. Now, entering the cave, it gets very, very dusty, very, very fast, and it's very noisy and a lot of dust and dark inside. So yes, it's a quite extreme environment to excavate and work in.
How deep are you going down?
Well, it depends exactly what cave it is. Usually most of the caves are very, they're not so big. I don't know, about 50, 60 meters are the big caves here.
Yeah.
And we dig down to about half a meter, 1 meter, not more than that.
Okay, yeah. So tell us about the project you've been working on and this quite dramatic discovery you've made.
So in the last 15 years or so, the Israel Antiquity Authority, they indicated that a lot of looters, a lot of robbers, antiquity looters, they're working in the caves in the desert, and they found few very exciting things. And at the beginning, they thought, okay, we'll try to fight against the looters. Eventually, they understood that we cannot beat them, but rather it will be easier to reach these artifacts in the caves before them. So 3.5 years ago, we started surveying the caves in the desert in purpose to get to these artifacts, to these findings, before the looters.
So it's a race against time.
Yes, exactly. It is a race against time. But now we feel, after 3.5 years, we feel, I don't know if we won this race, but yes, we have a lot of points in this race. It was quite exciting time.
Wow, yeah. So you have found a cave with extracts of biblical text. Can you tell us about that and the other things that you found?
Yeah, so we excavated about a dozen of caves, different caves. In one of them, we call it the Cave of Horror, because when they excavated there about in the 1960s, the first time they entered into the cave, they found dozens of skeletons.
Oh, wow.
Of Jewish rebellions that fled to there from the Romans almost 2,000 years ago in Bar Kokhba rebellion in the year 135. And
is there thought that these people died, like, trapped?
Probably. Yeah. They just trapped there and just died inside the cave. And the most interesting thing that then when they ran and fled into the cave, they took the most precious things with them. Mm. Among these things, they had biblical scrolls. So we found some fragments, about 30, 35 different fragments from scrolls from two different biblical books. And the most interesting things about these fragments is that they're written in Greek, not in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. This is very interesting, because you would have thought that the Jews back then, they read, talked in Hebrew, but probably the people in that cave, they understood mainly Greek, not Hebrew.
And does that suggest that they were kind of Greek proselytes to Judaism, or that they were Christians?
No, 100% Jews, Christians, because God's name is written in archaic Hebrew. It's written, so no doubt there are Jews that fled to the caves during that rebellion, Bar Kokhba rebellion. And we can learn a lot about these people that fled to that cave. With these fragments, we found, of course, clothes and food and other things that they brought to the cave. But not only Jews 2,000 years ago ran to that cave, but also people dated 6,000 years ago, they fled to that cave too. We cannot be sure why, but we did find a skeleton of a young boy or a girl aged about 8, 10 years old that was probably buried inside the cave. So we have two phases 4,000 years in between of people who fled to that cave, and at least some of them died in that cave. And it's very, it got its name properly, the Cave of Horror. But it's very interesting. We can learn either about so these much. People 6,000 years ago.
So how significant do you think this find is? Is that the most significant part, the fact that these scrolls are Greek?
I'm not a scroll scholar. I don't study the scrolls themselves, so I can't say exactly what is the most important thing about these fragments. But yes, only finding these fragments, and you can combine together, and it's like a puzzle. You can combine these fragments to other fragments that was found there in the 1960s and to the other artifacts and findings that we did find in the cave, and we can start telling the story of these people.
Yeah.
But this is not the only very interesting and exciting thing that we found. In a different cave, we found a basket. A wooden basket dated to 10,500 years ago.
How has it survived for so long?
Well, the special climate in the desert, it's very, 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 very dry. It barely rains in the desert, and the artifacts are inside caves. So organic materials, they survive very good for a long time. So this basket, it was in a very, very specific environment and conditions to survive for 10,000 years.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was such an amazing thing. And it's like a narrow window to learn about the people who lived in the desert 10,000 years ago. And it's all intact.
Yeah, this is so. Your work continues. Will these artifacts end up in places where they can be seen and visited?
Well, it's not my decision. I suppose that some of them will. About the fragments, I can't be sure. I can assume that the basket will be in a museum, but it's not my decision.
Well, listen, it's absolutely fascinating. It's very exciting work. I'm sure not every day is exciting, but overall, it's extremely exciting and so important, as you say, a race against time to uncover and protect these artifacts before they're stolen by what you call them, antiquities looters. So, yeah. Chaim Cohen from the Israel Antiquities Authority, thank you so much for talking to us on Spirit Radio this morning, and we really wish you the very best with all your work.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.